it's just another example, another glaring example of Trump corruption in America.
Yeah, so let me explain exactly what's going on here, Jim. Yeah. Donald Trump filed what is a frivolous lawsuit. He filed a lawsuit against the Justice Department asking to hold them liable for a government contractor's leaking of tax returns. These were not just Trump's tax returns. The tax returns of many wealthy Americans were released improperly. That government contractor pleaded guilty to a crime and is serving a prison sentence. And now, fast forward about 6 years after that happened, Donald Trump has filed a lawsuit asking for $10 billion. There's a couple of problems with this. One is there is a statute of limitations that applies here that says that if you have a claim that your tax returns have been improperly disclosed, you have 2 years to file that claim. And Donald Trump is way past that statute of limitations. So this case should be thrown out by a judge without any further consideration. But two is the fact that the law is very unclear that the federal government is even liable for these actions by a government contractor. And the sum of $10 billion that he is claiming is totally untethered to reality. If every person whose tax returns had been leaked in that disclosure were claiming $10 billion, I mean, we'd be paying out hundreds of billions of dollars. So it's really just a ludicrous sum of money that has no basis in law. And it's the type of case that should immediately be thrown out. But because this is Donald Trump, and Donald Trump has made it clear that he calls all of the shots at the Justice Department is entering into a settlement agreement with the president for a lawsuit that is completely frivolous. I want to call this a shakedown, but a shakedown implies that there's some level of resistance. His Justice Department is willingly making themselves complicit in what is really just a straight, flat-out theft of taxpayer money, of your money, my money, our money. He is just dipping into taxpayer money and taking it for himself.